nobody thinks it's a good idea for kids to be using e-cigarettes. Not allowing e-cigarettes on school grounds is a common sense measure.
Dr. Andrew Hyland is chair of health behavior at Roswell. The state believes by banning e-cigarettes on school grounds, it could work to diminish access by youth and continue to prevent smoking among children and teens. Dr. Hyland tells WBFO News most alluring to e-cigarettes is the flavor, especially for youth.
One of the key factors that our research and other research shows is that the flavors, the different kinds of flavors that e-cigarettes come in are an attraction. They're one of the prime reason why kids say that they try an e-cigarette.
A state health department survey found in the last couple of years, e-cigarette use doubled among high school students, jumping from 10.5% to 20.6% last year. A U.S. Surgeon General's report indicated e-cigarette use among high school students skyrocketed 900% from 2011 to 2015. Dr. Hyland says it's a mission for Roswell to keep nicotine products out of the hands of youth.
You know, some people ask me, like, what's the deal with these cigarettes? Are they safe? Are they safer? I like to reframe the question. I know one thing, what we definitely know is that cigarette smoking is incredibly lethal. Anything to stop kids from starting cigarette smoking is going to have a huge public health benefit.
The state also notes this e-cigarette ban on school grounds includes any building, structure, and surrounding outdoor grounds within a public or private preschool, nursery school, elementary, or high school's property. And this ban includes any vehicles used to transport children or school personnel. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.